Hi everyone, today we're going to talk about bedtime. I know that dreaded bedtime. Parents have problems even if their child is not on the spectrum, but I'm sure with children on the spectrum, it can be a very difficult time. Either they're not getting enough sleep during the night, or they wake up too early, or they're wanting to be in bed with you. So we're going to talk about some things that maybe we can help get them to sleep and get a good night's rest, because they need it too, just like the rest of us. Have you ever went to bed and you just toss and turn and you can't get to sleep? Your mind's racing. You're thinking about, I need to do this, I need to do that. You try to shut your mind off. Well, and you can't sleep, so you get up and you toss and turn. Well, that's what happens with our kids that are on the spectrum. Their minds are going all the time, all the time, all the time. They're in fast mode. So what we want to do is try to change that, try to get them to relax. And so what we need to do is set a routine. That routine before they go to bed should be about 20 to 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less. It just depends on the child. But that routine, they'll start to associate, okay, now is sleep time. So their mind and their body will start to relax once you implement a good routine. So the first thing you want to do is, the routine is, okay, we're going to, after dinner or whenever you decide, they're going to take a bath, they're going to brush their teeth, they're going to put their favorite pajamas on, and they're going to be in bed at a certain time. Then once they're in their bedroom, look at their environment. And let's set up the environment. We don't want it too warm in there. It doesn't hurt to be a little bit cooler. And then if they're warm, they can use their favorite blanket or their favorite pajamas or whatever that it takes. Now, I talked a little bit about this when I was in another podcast, but this one I'm going to get a little bit more in depth on this. So the first thing in their environment, just make sure their bed is comfortable, that it's clean all the time, and there's not any distractions in the room to take their mind off and just to relax. Do not give them, like, shut off the technology with the phones or TV, things like that, at least 30, 40 minutes before they're going to go to bed. They don't need to, that blue light will stimulate them to want to be awake and not want to go to sleep. So they need, within that 20, 30 minutes that you're preparing this routine, they need to be able to relax and not be watching TV before they go to bed or on their iPad. And I know that's hard to do, but it will pay off in the long run. Now, this may not happen the first night or first week, but if you keep building this routine and keep it, it will come. They will rest more. But definitely avoid the blue light with electronics. Try to make sure there's less noise around their room, that they're not being distracted or can hear so much. A good bedtime story is also a good thing that you're reading to them. They don't need to, you know, do the reading themselves, but you read to them. And one thing I want to kind of stress is also that don't forget about the older kids. We tend to think it's just for little kids, and it's not. We can do it for the older kids, too. They like to hear stories. You probably like to hear stories, so they probably like to hear stories. So you can either find a podcast that tells stories to kids, or you can do one yourself, or just tell the story there yourself. So it's a good way to build that connection with your child, and also to give them time to relax and something for them to look forward to before they go to sleep. Try to avoid also caffeine, and that can be like in teas or coffee or chocolate. Just make sure you check the labels and see if there's caffeine in it, and try to get that out of their diet, especially after a certain time of the day. Another thing could be medical too, and they could be having restless leg syndrome. They could have congestion. They could have heartburn that they're experiencing, and that will prevent them from trying to fall asleep. Because if you feel uncomfortable with one of those, it's hard for your body to try to relax and go to sleep. So make sure you check that point too, and treat that so that they can go peacefully to sleep. Maybe some quiet music or something might help a little bit. Do not try to sleep with your child, because if you start that where you're laying down with them, and they're going to associate you being with sleep. So they're going to associate. You want things that they connect with that will say, okay, you know, I'm going to go to sleep. This is my bedtime. This is my routine. And that makes that connection with them. And that's what they need. They need that connection. If they wake up frequently or wake up early, it's another thing. And I know some of the kids wake up super early. All kids wake up and need to maybe go to the bathroom or something like that. That's okay. But they need to be able to fall back to sleep. And some white noise might be another thing. Or maybe like if they have a favorite bear or something, you put in the room and just tell them, okay, if you wake up, you can get your favorite bear or your toy or whatever. Nothing to play with, but like a bear type thing or a stuffed animal or a doll, whatever the case may be. And that you can hold on to that while you go back to bed and try to go back to sleep. And then if they wake up early and then the rest of the family, first determine if your child has enough sleep to function. So let's say they do wake up early, but they're okay. They're okay for the day. They don't get tired or sleepy. Then you need to look at, okay, the rest of the family is not up yet, so you need to stay in bed and you can listen to your some music or something like that, or find something that's quiet play or a task box that you provide them in the room. Something that can be at bedtime, but at the same time doesn't wake up the rest of the family. And then set a timer in there. Say, if they are always waking up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, then set that timer so they realize we need to rest 2 more hours. When the timer goes off, then you can get up for the day. So that's another avenue that you can do to help your child stay to bed so you can get a good night's rest. Also, maybe it could be a light timer too. When that light goes off, then it's time for you to get up and get ready for the day. And it'll help them to stay in bed, and it gives them a visual clue to stay in their room. And then another thing is chart your child's sleep patterns. And what did you do? You did this, this, and this, and the child is still having difficulty sleeping. And give yourself time. Don't think it's going to happen like the first night or two, but give yourself time. Build that routine and how you're going to get that child to relax. Don't have activities that are too busy for that child. Do things that are, okay, it's time for us to settle down for the evening. This is what we're going to do. And to help them to get their mind kind of calm down, because that's what you want to do. You've got to get their brain to kind of just calm down and relax. If you're still having difficulties, I recommend, you know, talking to your doctor, of course, and most of you have, and you'll probably say, yeah, we've done that, did that, been there. But also look at other natural ways to get your child to sleep. I know there's supplements and things out there to help people sleep. And I sometimes have trouble myself, and I take a natural supplement to help me relax and just get my brain to not be in overdrive. If you've done everything and you talk to your, like I said, to your pediatrician, then the next thing is to maybe look at some natural to help them. I hope that this has helped, and I will talk to you guys real soon. I hope this has helped with the bedtime situation. And I know that it's difficult and it takes time, but if you build that routine and you listen to your child, you know, their wants and their needs, and then when they wake up, I know that this will help them. It just takes time. And like I said, you have to build that routine so they know what to expect, because you know, you even at school when they're doing work and things like that, they still need that routine. And they will associate, okay, I'm going to school, I need to do classwork. They make that connection. Same thing for bed. They have to make that connection. And that's what you need to do, is to build a routine in there. And I know it's difficult, and I'm just one small voice, and I hope that I'm able to give you a little bit of help in some way, and maybe it'll work and maybe it won't, but I think it's worth a good try. Anyway, I hope you have a blessed day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.